For example, the stars are centers of energy of the same kind as our chakras. In the case of the galactic systems, the first manifestation of the logos is a cluster of central systems which generate the outward swirling energies producing, in their turn, further energy centers for the logos or what you would call stars. One, stars are really big energy centers. We are seemingly much smaller complexes of energy centers, but we recapitulate the entire creation and its energies just as do stars. What fuels the stars and us is the infinite love and, 121, chapter 5, our energetic selves and how we evolve light of the one creator. This love and light comes to the earth plane from our star and other cosmic influences, entering in infinite supply into the body at the feet, and then moving upwards in a line of spiraling light. It enters the root or Ajna chakra first and then the rest of the chakras in turn. We either pour it outward through lower energy centers or allow it to exit through the top of the head after we are through using and changing it. What energy do the energy centers process? Those of Ra say, the ion of the upward spiraling light drawn by the will to meet the inner light of the one infinite creator may be likened to the beating of the heart and the movement of the muscles surrounding the lungs and all the other fun ions of the parasympathetic nervous system. The calling of the adept may be likened to those nerve and muscle ions over which the mind/body/spirit complex has conscious control. 2. In other words, we get energy flowing into our body through the feet and bottom of the spine without doing a thing to encourage it. We all receive this same unlimited energy. Once it enters our energy field, however, what we do to alter or distort this light energy is unique to us and to the way we think and live. At each energy center on its trip up the spine, the light will need to feed through the patterns of the centers themselves. The reference to the inner light is a reference to the kind of energy brought into the body's energy field from the top of the head down by meditation or other working consciousness. In enough force, it can greatly facilitate and accelerate the speed at which the upward spiraling light comes through the energy centers. This play of the upward spiraling light and the light called from above can be seen to resemble the Eastern study mystics call the rising of the Kundalini, in which lower energies are transmuted to higher. The seeker seeks the one. The one is to be sought, as we have said, by the balanced and self-accepting self, aware both of its apparent distortions and its total perfection. Resting in this balanced awareness, the entity then opens the self to the universe which it is. The light energy of all things may then be a true ed by this intense seeking, and wherever the inner seeking meets the true ed cosmic prana, realization of the one takes place. 3. These centers can be seen to be in geometric shapes of energy flux. The goal is to open, balance and crystallize each of these energy centers so that they do not impede the progress of the light energy up the spine, especially, 122, chapter 5, our energetic selves and how we evolve through the first triad of rays, red/orange/yellow, into the heart center. Those of Ra say, questioner, how does an individual go about balancing himself? What is the first step? Ra, I am Ra. The steps are only one, that is, an understanding of the energy centers which make up the mind/body/spirit complex. 4. We will look at the statement about each center separately. Follow the rainbow imagery as we visualize these. The first balancing is of the Malkuth, or Earth, vibratory energy complex, called the Redray complex. An understanding and acceptance of this energy is fundamental. 5. In this Redray energy center, located between the legs at the base of the spine, lie our concerns about survival and sexuality. When this center is blocked or distorted, all incoming energy is immediately stepped down or blocked by the resistance. We then have diminished ability to handle all the rest of our concerns. Malkuth refers to a Kabbalistic and ceremonial magical system of energies called the Tree of Life. Malkuth is number 10, the lowest station or earthiest energy nexus. Those of you who say, so, if each who seeks wishes to begin somewhere, it is well to begin at the Red Ray Chakra of generation, of survival. How blessed it is, how thankful we must all feel, to be breathing, to be living this day. If that joy is lost or removed, it still may be joy to one who has faith, just as those who live through the night have faith that the morning will come. The female in the culture in which you live is programmed to block the red ray chakra to a great extent because the consequences of bearing children are much more devastating to an entity who has casually found oneself with a child. Therefore, we do not mean that to claim the red ray energy and clear it, one must be sexually alive. That is not so. However, one must be comfortable within one's body, within one's sexuality. 6. The next energy complex which may be blocked is the emotional, or personal complex, also known as the orange ray complex. This blockage will often demonstrate itself as personal eccentricities or distortions with regard to self-conscious understanding or acceptance of self. 7. Those of you who add 123, Chapter 5. Our energetic selves and how we evolve. That second energy which is often associated with the belly is the orange ray or second chakra, and within this energy come the difficulties and the dynamics of the self's journey with the self and the self's interactions with other selves, one at a time. For the wanderer whose experiences of other selves are often difficult, the orange ray presents the challenge of remaining open in a hostile environment of, as this instrument would say, taking the slings and arrows of challenging fortune and still remaining eager for further contact with people. It is often true that the wanderer will not be completely aware of its difficulties of accepting itself. Therefore, the wanderer will throw the difficulty outward and it will then feel that it cannot deal with other people. Yet other people are the mirrors which reflect the self to the self. It would be possible to work through the lessons of love without other entities, but it would not be probable. It is the mirrors that touch your life that give you the information you need to turn within, and, little by little, find ways to deepen the love that you have for yourself. 8. Note that the raspberry description of the center is couched in terms of how this energy can be blocked. We are not worried about energy coming into the body. That is set in infinite supply. We are concerned with letting the energy come through each center without hindering its power. The orange ray is the center most concerned with relationships between ourselves and one other person, and our fights with ourselves as we try to become the image we want to appear to be before the world. Its location is in the lower belly. This is an amazingly important center in terms of the benefits of keeping it clear, and the difficulties of doing so. Work done to ease self-consciousness and awkwardness in this center echoes and helps all the higher centers, especially the much-valued ray of the adept, the indigo ray center. The UO have this to say about the yellow ray energy center. Moving up into the solar plexus we find the yellow ray that is the primary ray of this density, that is, the ray within which the greatest work of learning and service can be offered. This is that ray within which wanderers must learn to work within various groups and institutions of your peoples. The yellow ray difficulties mirror and extend those difficulties of orange ray. However, dealing with group dynamics is in one sense simpler, but in the normal sense far more complex than the dealing of one person with another. Within this energy, nations are built and destroyed. Religions are started and abandoned. Peoples move across continents and cultures evolve, mature and fall away. And within each group there is the more balanced and loving and compassionate path. Within this large assortment of groups that each entity will, 124, Chapter 5, our energetic selves and how we evolve encounter within a lifetime lie the mattings, the marriages, the belongings, the revolutions that shape the present and the future. In this energy each comes into deeper contact with the group mind, the national mind, the racial mind and the archetypical mind. This is the seat of power within the entity. This is where the instinctness of control and influence dwell. This is the place where the spider builds its web or decides to become another entity. This is the crucible of your lessons in love. 9. So our lessons in love are couched in this third density we now experience, as social, yellow ray work. Those of Rad. The third blockage resembles most closely that which you have called ego. It is the yellow ray or solar plexus center. blockages in this center will often manifest as distortions toward power manipulation and other social behaviors concerning those close and those associated with the mind/body/spirit complex. Those with blockages in these first three energy centers, or nexi, will have continuing difficulties in ability to further their seeking of the Law of One. 10. This Law of One has become a buzzword all on its own. Edgar Cayce and our group both received information about this Law of One, a body of esoteric teaching that those of Ra speak of extensively in the five books of that name that our group received and published, which are footnoted many times in this handbook. I am honored to be part of the group that brought this information through. I could never overstate my sense of that. Most of the material we are covering in this part of this chapter is from this work, and this handbook is full of suggestions and thoughts from the Ra group. However, I have no desire for people to try to form some kind of church or dogmatic group following this material, or our group, in any way. That would seem to me the furthest thing from the thoughts and hopes of those of Ra with regard to this material. What is the Law of One? We may read the material and find out a good deal more, but in general, the Law of One states that we are all one. Unity is the reality. All other perceptions are illusory. I stay away from the term for the most part because of its buzzword nature, preferring to focus on one point at a time. The yellow ray center is located in the upper belly and stomach, and can receive a lot of blockage from our responses to family and work situations, and other situations in which the social groups and society in general have their part. It is easy to be blocked in yellow and orange by the same stimulus or catalyst when a troubled relationship is with a close friend who is also a family member. I spend a small but continual trickle of time spotting and, 125, chapter 5, our energetic selves and how we evolve unraveling knots that start right there. I think most of us do, as that is where so much of our learning is, in our relationships. The center of heart, or green ray, is the center from which third density beings may springboard, shall we say, to infinite intelligence. Blockages in this area may manifest as difficulties in expressing what you may call universal love or compassion. 11. We may read infinite intelligence to mean love, in the sense of the infinite love of the Creator, and infinite energy to mean light, in the same creative sense. Both love and light can be magically called by working through the indigo into the violet ray. The heart center, the two S as this springboard, is like the five gold rings in the Christmas song, the 12 days of Christmas. I have sung this little song from childhood. I find it hard to remember, from year to year, in what verse order the dancers dance and the pipers pipe, but I always remember the five golden rings. In the body's system of energy centers, the heart center is grand central station for positively oriented seekers, because once energy has made it to the heart, the higher energy centers are powered, and the energy coming through is available for higher work or for energy transfers. This is why I so often talk about living with an open heart. If we can get power through this green ray heart center, we have accomplished a good deal. Those of you who add, moving into the heart, the green ray chakra, that heart energy center, we stop and ask each to think upon the way in which energy works. Now, if there is a tightness, a stringency or a blockage within red, or orange, or yellow, to the extent that that energy is baffled, energy into the heart will not be as much, for there will be the energy bleed off before the energy of the One Creator reaches the heart center. The energy that reaches this center is, in price, that energy that the self has available to begin to work upon consciousness, the disciplines of the personality, learning to communicate, learning to find the sacredness of all things. These lessons of love are not well undertaken by those who have not come to some degree of balance within the lower energy centers, and this situation is perhaps the most typically devastating to the wanderer of all situations we could explore, for wanderers yearn so for the vibrations, the feelings and associations of home that they do not have the spirit and the energy to clear those blockages, to allow confusion to reign as it will without becoming enmeshed in that sea of confusion. 12, 126, Chapter 5, our energetic selves and how we evolve. The blue race center is located in the throat. Did we ever wonder why clear communication at times feels so very difficult? Try talking to a family member while both are blocking energy from coming through the orange and yellow ray centers, and we find no energy available for that blue ray, clear communication. Honestly, we don't want to talk. And what a wonderful thing it is when those rays are cleared, desire is restored and we can speak our minds with heart and humor. Those of you who say, the blue ray center of energy streaming is the center which, for the first time, is outgoing as well as in pouring. Those blocked in this area may have difficulty in grasping the spirit, mind complexes of its own entity and further difficulty in expressing such understandings of self. Entities blocked in this area may have difficulties in accepting communication from other mind/body/spirit complexes. 13 Indigo Ray, home of the gateway to intelligent infinity, is located at the brow center, and is the ray of work in consciousness. When we can get the rays clear up through the heart ray, we can begin to get in there and do some good spade work in blue and indigo. It is not an easy or simple thing to bring the mind into an awareness of the metaphysical universe. And yet, for wanderers, this is our native universe, not the space, time or consensus reality universe. This is the source of our being seen as abnormal and weird. The rest of the world is dealing with the surface of life without seeing the depths to which we are awake. When we work from the depths upward, the world and the issues of the world fall into place with relative ease. When we analyze situations in terms of energy center blockage, we can see into them, and how to work with them. The next center is the pineal or indigo ray center. Those blocked in this center may experience a lessening of the influx of intelligent energy due to manifestations which appear as unworthiness. The indigo ray balancing is quite central to the type of work which revolves about the spirit complex, which has its influx then into the transformation or transmutation of third density to fourth density, it being the energy center receiving the least distorted outpourings of love, light from intelligent energy and also the potential for the key to the gateway of intelligent infinity. 14 This violet ray energy center, located at the crown of the head, is like a sporographic flower, showing the rainbow of energies that we are receiving, changing and expressing. We cannot work on it, it just is. It contains our energy signatures, our metaphysical names, our essences. Take all else away, and this expression of us would still be complete cosmic. 127, Chapter 5, Our Energetic Selves and How We Evolve Identification. Let name and kindred, station and position, career and power, money and society, thoughts and plans go. That violet ray expression is still us, the distillation of pure usness. When confederation entities speak of appreciating the beauty of our vibrations, they are speaking of this reading or signature of our energy web. The remaining center of energy influx is simply the total expression of the entity's vibratory complex of mind, body and spirit. It is as it will be. Balanced or imbalanced has no meaning at this energy level, for it gives and takes in its own balance. Whatever the distortion may be, it cannot be manipulated as can the others and, therefore, has no particular importance in viewing the balancing of an entity. 15 We look now more closely at this gateway to intelligent infinity that those of Ra referred to in speaking of the indigo ray center. The indigo ray is that ray worked upon only by the adept, as you would call it. It is the gateway to intelligent infinity bringing intelligent energy through. This is the energy center worked upon in those teachings considered inner, hidden and occult, for this ray is that which is infinite in its possibilities. 16 There are two terms here, intelligent infinity and intelligent energy. We have identified them as the creator's love and light, the creative idea and the light, literally, used to manifest the idea. Here is another definition, there is unity. This unity is all that there is. This unity has a potential and kinetic. The potential is intelligent infinity. Tapping this potential will yield work. This work has been called by us, intelligent energy. 17 Further, intelligent infinity can be seen to equal faith, You are precisely clear in your understanding of the congruency of faith and intelligent infinity. However, one is a spiritual term. The other more acceptable perhaps to the conceptual framework distortions of those who seek with measure and pen. 18 The seventh ray, the violet ray energy center, here comes into play. The violet emanation is, in this context, a resource from which, through indigo, intelligent infinity may beacon to Ed. The radiation thereof will not be violet ray but rather green, blue, or indigo depending upon the nature of the type of intelligence which infinity has brought through into discernible energy. The green ray type of radiation in this case is the healing, the blue ray the communication and, 128, chapter 5, our energetic selves and how we evolve inspiration, the indigo that energy of the adept which has its place in faith. 19 Intelligent energy, then, is intelligent infinity brought into manifestation from beyond our body's system of energy. Intelligent energy is the energy of the logos, and thus it is the energy which heals, builds, removes, destroys and transforms all other selves as well as the self. 20 The eighth density, Ohave, or energy center of the body would logically be the eighth chakra of the oriental systems which they place just above the head at the crown, colored white. Those of Ra do not speak of it. Logically, however, the gateway would first come from the Ohave chakra into the violet ray, then into the indigo ray. This gateway to intelligent infinity, when Kuntu Ed, can bring about many fruits, depending upon the intensity and the nature of the desire of the one Kuntuing the gateway while doing work in consciousness. This can be wonderful. It can also go very awry, as when the Atlanteans made some wrong turns. The Atlantean race was a very conglomerate social complex which began to form approximately 31,000 years in the past of your space-slash-time continuum illusion. It was a slow-growing and very agrarian one until approximately 15,000 of your years ago. It reached quickly a high technological understanding which caused it to be able to use intelligent infinity in an informative manner. We may add that they used intelligent energy as well, manipulating greatly the natural influxes of the indigo or pineal ray from divine or infinite energy. Thus, they were able to create life forms. This they began to do instead of healing and puffing their own mind-slash-body-slash-spirit complexes, turning their distortions towards what you may call negative. 21 The right use of power has ever been a central concern. Be careful working around power lines. The energies of green, blue and indigo are called the higher energy centers for obvious reasons. To have the heart open and energies running clearly and unhindered into the higher triad of energy rays is to be free to do what I call work in consciousness. We will talk much more about this later, for this is work wanderers are naturally drawn to do but are not wise to pursue until the lower triad of energy centers is cleared and balanced and energy is running well into the heart center. And there is another reason for not doing higher center work till lower centers are clear and balanced. Our physical health. Note here that plane and level are used as would be energy center. 129. Chapter 5, our energetic selves and how we evolve. Questioner, is it necessary to penetrate one level at a time as we move through these planes? Ra, I am Ra. It has been our experience that some penetrate several planes at one time. Others penetrate them slowly. Some in eagerness attempt to penetrate the higher planes before penetrating the energies of the so-called more fundamental planes. This causes energy imbalance. You will find ill health, as you call this distortion, to frequently be the result of a subtle mismatch of energies in which some of the higher energy levels are being evaded by the conscious attempts of the entity while the entity has not penetrated the lower energy centers or subdensities of this density. 22 When energies are blocked, and we are attempting work with another person, the experience varies. If both entities are blocked, both will have an increased hunger for the same activity, seeking to unblock the baffled flow of energy. If one entity is blocked and the other vibrates in love, the entity baffled will hunger still, but have a tendency to attempt to continue the procedure of satiating the increasing hunger with the one vibrating green ray, due to an impression that this entity might prove helpful in this endeavor. The green ray eye of individual shall polarize slightly in the direction of service to others but have only the energy with which it began. 23. What does a typical wanderer's aura of colors look like? Those of Ra respond to Don's question about a third density being's aura by describing a wanderer's. In this particular example, the indigo ray is dimmer than the green ray, and between them lies the brightest of the rays in this aura, the blue ray. Then they say, this description may be seen to be both unbalanced and in perf balance. The latter understanding is extremely helpful in dealing with other selves. The ability to feel blockages is useful only to the healer. There is not properly a tiny fraction of judgment when viewing a balance in colors. Of course, when we see many of the energy plexi weakened and blocked, we may understand that an entity has not yet grasped the baton and begun the race. However, the potentials are always there. All the rays fully balanced are there in waiting to be elevated. Perhaps another way to address your query is this: in the fully potentiated entity, the rays mount one upon the other with equal vibratory brilliance and scintillating sheen until the surrounding color. 130. Chapter 5, Our Energetic Selves and How We Evolve is White. This is what you may call potentiated balance in third density. 24. I imagine we shall be a while getting to this point. But we can certainly work with these energies to balance them. Now that we have this pyure of the system of energy centers clearly in mind, we can begin to see why those of Ra speak so often in terms of energy transfer. If we are working with the lower energy centers of red, orange and yellow, there is no energy transfer possible. We can impose or force our energy into another at those levels, but we cannot exchange energies in the positive sense, for the heart is not involved yet. Once the heart center is open and receiving unfettered power through the lower centers, energy exchanges become possible. And oh, how good these feel. Those of you who say, working consciousness proceeds from the heart. However, the heart's energy is entirely a creature of the power, shall we say, that is brought to the heart. Those who wish to skip working on the self in relationships, with regards to issues such as sexuality, survival and so forth, may wish that they could spend all of their time working on communication and consciousness itself, yet unless the energy centers of red, orange and yellow, of survival, self-identification and association with others are addressed, and that with RISP, there will be a lessening of the flow of energy into the heart. And one can only work from the heart upward with that energy that has come through to the heart. Those who have experienced the rising of Kundalini, that flow of energy up the spine, know that its origin is the root chakra, those organs of generation, reproduction and elimination that together form the great taboo, the great unspoken sub in your culture. Yet there is great need here for much balancing with regard to the issue of life itself. This is Sriliridri. And so much depends upon that way in which you meet this opportunity for life. 25. Exchanging from the heart is a healing in itself. Clear communication feels like balm. And sharing at the indigo ray level is a most special and spiritual treat. Those of Ra say, the spiritual energy transfers are at the heart of all energy transfers, as a knowledge of self and other self as creator is paramount, and this is spiritual work. 26. Yes, this is what we all crave getting to. But we are wise not to do so before we have done our work with the lower energies. This is not work that is done once and then left behind, but rather work we do from moment to. 131. Chapter 5. Our energetic selves and how we evolve moment and day by day, refocusing our energies, refining our centers, rebalancing ourselves many times in the process of our everyday living. Sexual energy transfers at any moment, then, we are hopeful of meeting that moment with an open heart, and being ready for whatever energy transfers come our way. Energy transfer is the exchange or gift of energy from one entity to another. Positive transfers are felt as gifts of love. Negative transfers are felt as gifts of negative emotions and states of being such as anger, hatred and prejudice. Don asks those of Ra, questioner, could you tell me of the number of possible energy transfers between two or more mind/body/spirit complexes? Is it very large, or are the few. Ra, I am Ra. The number is infinite, for is not each mind/body/spirit complex unique? ? 27 Two things worth looking at about energy transfers, how hard they are when we begin and why, and how higher chakra energy exchanges differ. Those of Ra say, after the veiling process, ? 28 it became infinitely more difficult to achieve green ray energy transfer due to the great areas of mystery and unknowing concerning the body complex and its manifestations.